Okay, we are now up four lines in the bottom on Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara is trying to find the Tana of our Mishnah. It said, Rav Meir says that Ksiva is not pertinent. You don't have to do it L'shma. Rav Lazar says the Chasima is not necessary, and therefore you don't have to do it L'shma. So who is our Tana of our Mishnah, according to Rabbah, that requires both Ksiva and Chasima to be done L'shma? That is our question. The Gemara tries again, Rav Meir. Vela Rav Meir, four lines at the bottom. Gimel Amud Beis. But it's going like Rav Meir. B'chilei by Rav Meir, k'siva l'shma, b'deraisa. When does Rav Meir not need k'siva l'shma biblically? B'drabanam boy. But maybe he needs it rabbinically. You're right. Rav Meir does not darshan the word v'kasav to mean writing. He learns v'kasav law means signing. However, even after having said that, rabbinically, the Rabbanan required l'shma, which would be enough reason for the person to have to say, b'fanai nechtav l'shma, because we keep the Rabbanans also. That's the Gemara's attempt at an answer. Rabbi Chalaisha, test number one.
Whoa.
Whoa. All right. You need a sponsor?
No.
If you need a sponsor, I want to, I'm just offering, but if you don't need it, I don't have to.
But make sure you pay. Okay, so something Gemara again. So the Gemara, but it's not true.
Because Va'amar, Rav Nachman, Aymahai Rameir, Rameir used to say, I feel a matzah b'ashma if you find a get in the garbage dump, the chasmai, and then you sign it l'shma v'nasma like kosher. It's kosher. So you're going to tell me, maybe Rameir means biblically it's kosher, but rabbinically it's not. V'chi teima, anam b'daraisa k'mas min alay. That's only biblically. Yochi aymer hoi Rameir, dvar tayra mi boi alay. Shouldn't say Rameir said you can do this. It should say biblically it's kosher. There's no mention in that Rav Nachman's statement that it's only biblical, not rabbinic. If he only meant biblical, then he should have said, Rameir said this is good biblically. He wouldn't have said a statement that makes it sound that it's okay. And Amira has to explain himself. And Amira cannot say a vague statement and rely on your understanding. Bryce's Mishnahs do that. Amira explained themselves. Here's Rav Nachman saying, Rameir says you can find a get in a garbage dump, sign it, and it's kosher. If he means biblically, but rabbinically not, shouldn't he say so? Is a raya that he doesn't even need it rabbinically. So back to the kasha. Who needs b'fanai nechtav and b'fanai nechtav? No Tana that we have found says that you need both the ksiva and the chasima lishma. Zakt Rashi, Tap Rashi, Amar Aleph. Chi trei manam b'daraisa masnin Allah. L'hadar of Nachman, this is biblical. Yehachi oimer ha-remeyer, t'var t'ayri b'boil l'meymer. He should have said biblically. The Havalei, the Havilah Rav Nachman da Meirahu, the Frushe Lamosa, to explain himself, they take the Korban Minei. No bad should come out. This is what he should have said. This is what Rav Nachman should have said. Rav Meir said biblically it's kosher. Not that it's kosher without explaining himself. When Amira says something, he would explain himself. Bryce could say this, and we could say it means biblical, not rabbinic. And Amira, it's incumbent on him to explain himself. That's Rashi's words. The Havilah of Nachman, the Amira ho, the Frushe Mosa. And for the Gemara is now going to give two answers. Elo zok the Gemara, lo ilam Rav Lazar. It's Rav Lazar. V'chiloi b'ay Rav Lazar chasima, let me explain this outside, we'll do it inside. You don't need Eide Chasima. But if you have Eide Chasima, they have to meet a certain standard. It's worse to have Eidim who side Shalai Lishma than to have Eidim that have no Eidim in the get. You can have a get without Eidim signing. That's Rav Lazar's opinion. Eidim is zero. Karsi, that's the way the Gemara always refers to it. Eidim is zero are the ones who create the get. You don't need Eide Chasima. Eide Chasima are only for future, to prove it later on that it was a valid get, but not at the time, you don't need it. But But if you have Eda Chasima, they better be Lishma. Because we don't want any get signed not appropriately. That means it's worse to have Eda Chasima that are no good than to have no Eda Chasima. And therefore, if there's Eda Chasima there, somebody has to say before I necked them. Because if not, maybe these are not honest signatures. How do we know they're honest signatures? And if there's no honest signatures.
So what?
If there's no valid signatures, meaning if the signatures are invalid, that possible to get rabbinically. Meaning biblically you don't need those witnesses. But if they're there, they have to be exactly highest standard, including Lishma.
Well, no. You mean rabbinically you don't need signatures?
You don't need signatures.
At all.
But if you have them, they have to be Lishma. If you have them, they have to meet all the standards. Meaning, you can't just put names on there. Let's say relative sign on it.
Why is it worse than having nothing on it?
It's a rabbinic psalm called Mezuyav Mitaychai. The reason why Mezuyav Mitaychai is puzzle, Taisa says, Tigzera Chasima Atuksiva. That if we let you have Adam sign Shalai Lishma, you'll come to write again Shalai Lishma also. See, Taisus does it in Kasha Teretz form. Let me explain. Maidra Blazim Ben Mezuyav Mitaychai, the second Taisus in the Yamas. Let me explain to you how Taisus says it, because it's only fair that I do it that way. Taisus says, usually Mezuyav Mitaychai means you signed relatives. So if you sign relatives on the get, even though you don't need signatures, it's puzzle. So Taisus, I understand that. Because people that see these Adam signs will say, oh, they're valid Adam for this guy. Or let's say there are two people that steal, Ganavim. They're possible Adam. If they sign, people will say they're kosher Adam. They signed to get. They won't realize that they signed to get because you don't need signatures. So that's why they possible the signatures. But Lishma, what can go wrong? So Tyson's answer is, if you let Adam sign Shalai Lishma, they'll come to write to get Shalai Lishma. Therefore, they said, you don't need signatures. But if you have signatures, they have to be Lishma. And therefore, once their signature's there, we need Befanai Nechtav or Befanai Nechtav. That's the Gemara's first Eretz.
Rabbi, can I ask a question about, I don't really understand that. What if they cut off the signatures on the bottom? Is it now back to being a valid one according to Rav Elazar?
That gets involved. That's a question. Any star that it seems cut off at the bottom, it might make the whole thing. Because for all we know, there was a condition written there or something else written there, and therefore you can't use it. That's another problem.
Or the sofer writes below the signatures, I did not validate these signatures, they weren't supposed to sign. I don't quite understand how this would, how it could be fine without signatures and then lowly shma signatures would invalidate it. I understand the explanation, the Tosfos explanation you just gave, saying that we don't want this to lead to that. But for the document, the inherent reliability of the document itself, I don't know why someone just coming up and writing their name on it when they weren't supposed to. Let's say they weren't supposed to. Let's say they weren't authorized to do it. Someone just grabbed a quill and wrote something on the bottom.
Again, it's a rabbinic gzera. Biblically speaking, this is a valid get. Rabbinically, they made a gzera. Once they made the gzera, it becomes non-kosher rabbinically. Basically, the Rabbanan are saying, leave it alone. Don't put something there that's not good, because it can lead to a problem. Therefore, we insist that there be nothing there not good, and if it is, we will rabbinically say it's puzzle.
And this is what Rabbi Elazar is saying?
That's what we're saying.
Rabbi Elazar is saying it's good biblically. It is good biblically. It's just not good rabbinically.
Correct. 100%.
Okay.
Tzeira d'Rabbanan. Rabbanan said she's not allowed to get married till she gets another one because we don't like it. Rabbanan can make zeres. Again, it's not only for this case. If people see Adam signing Shlai Lishma, they'll think you can write a get Shlai Lishma. Yeah, for different getting. Rashi. That is true. But the Rabbanan insisted on Lishma, and once they, because somebody's standing there will make a mistake. Then later, because of that, it became now necessary as part of what the messenger says, is that it was done correctly. Because of the Rabbanan requirement that if a signature is there, it be done correctly, it now becomes a necessary part of what the messenger has to tell you. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, top line, last word. Top, the wide line, the last word. Yes, Rashi, you see it on the Chi, Leiboy, Rablazel, Chasim, Hech, the Lekaitim, Klau, Kloimar. He, Loi, Chasim, Isadi, Alei, when there's no Eidim, Klau, at all. Shopper Tvei, it's better. Mahashin, Chasim, Alei, Shalai, Lishma, Dabli, Mizuyov, Mitzai, Chai. Word Mizuyov means forged, but it means puzzle. It's puzzle internally. The get has something rotten internally. The mezuyah mitzaychai shechastim alav karev a puzzle. Signed a relative or somebody who's not a kosher aid. I shlei lishma. Period. Anything wrong is worse than not having it, because we don't want people to see things and then take from there and make mistakes. So we made a drabbanan requirement. Now once the drabbanan requirement's there, it has to be met. That's answer number one according to our Mishnah. Now comes Ravashi and says answer number two. Ravashi Amar, I don't need to say that. Hamani Rabbi Yehudi and Dr. Harris, when we asked the question 2 days ago, immediately said, there's a third Tana out there that says you need Ksiva and Ksiva. Well, which, it was you?
Eitan said it.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Whoever said it, this is Ravashi saying. What?
They both say it? I really like it.
Okay, thank you. It makes no difference. Ravashi says it. That there's a third Tana out there called Rabbi Yehuda. None. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm placed to take Sivasa and Chasimasa and Talush. Remember, we had a question that if you write a get, whatever Vikasa means, unattached to the ground, it's not a kosher get. Because you have to be able, it can't be an act of cutting in between the right, the creation of the get and the handing of the get. So the mayor learned that all it has to be done, you can write it when it's attached, you can cut it off, sign it, and it's good. Right? Rabbi Lazar said, you can't write it when it's attached, because the Torah wrote the kusav, and it means writing, not signing. Rabbi Yehuda says, both have to be done when it's detached. He holds, it means writing and signing. As Tysus explains, what if you would write it on a detached, and then put it into the ground, and let it develop roots? Now it's attached again, and you sign it now. That would be puzzle. You need both to be done, Batalish. That means he considers the custom to mean write and sign. So according to him, both have to be Lishma. Write and sign. That's what the custom means. So the Gemara, the Tan, Rebu, the Paisum, actually takes the Basti, the Chasimasi, the Batalish. Fret the Gemara. If Rabbi Yehuda is out there, like why was he spending time in Ramey and Rabbi Lazar? Why did we just spend an Amid trying to say it can't be Ramey and it can't be Rabbi Lazar? You know who it is. There's a Rabbi Yehuda out there. When we call him my time, it'll make me look like Rabbi Yehuda. Why wasn't this an immediate answer? Why did we spend an Amid trying to fit it into Ramey and Rabbi Lazar?
Is that the mission of a given
Well, before that, we tried to fit it into our blazer. Then we wanted to fit it into our mayor and say he needs it rabbinically. We tried to work it out with our blazer and our mayor. If you know there's a Yehuda out there, why'd you do that?
Where's your
Yehuda at? Yehuda is a Mishnah of Dav Chafala from his base.
It's a Mishnah. I mean, everyone knew it.
Right. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Madrin and I are a mayor, the Stamas Nisan are a mayor. We're looking for a mayor because we love Mishnahs to go right to a mayor. Because generally, in Shas, Mishnahs are a mayor's opinion, and I'll explain that in a moment. In Madrid and Arab Lazar, the Kaimel and Hilchas the Kabbas to begin. We passed him like him, so we'd like the Mishnah to go like him. So we attempted Rameyer, we attempted Reb Lazar. And when we couldn't find it, according to Rav Ashi, we went with Rabbi Yehuda. That's why we tried the other way. The first answer attempted Rabbi Lazar and was successful.
Originally.
No, but at the end. Now, why do we want Mishnahs to be like Rav Meir? And the answer is as follows. Rabbeinu HaKadosh organized Mishnayos. What I'm trying to say is as follows. The Tanoim, each of them have their own yeshiva. Rabbi Kiva learned Mishnayos. He learned his halacha. Mishnah means halacha. Rabbi Kiva sat down with his Talmidim. He learned Masechtas Brachas. They were his Mishnayos, meaning his opinion. He did not bring down five opinions about anything. He taught his Talmidim, this is the law. This is how you do this. Masechtas Brachas, Masechtas Peyim, Masechtas Gemay, Masechtas Shabbos, Masechtas Erevin. He had his Masechtas. Reb Tarfon, who lived in a different place, had his Mishnayos. Rabbi Shmuel had his Mishnayos. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah had his Mishnayos. Rabbi Meir had his Mishnayos. Rabbi Yehuda had his Mishnayos. Rabbi Yaitzi had his Mishnayos. They all taught their Talmidim their opinion. Whether they mentioned other opinions or not, I don't know. But they taught Baal Peh. They taught their opinion. They each had their Mishnayos. Rabbeinu HaKadosh decided to make one Mishnah, put together the opinions that everybody has to know. And he put together our Mishnayos. Some say he wrote it. Some say, correct word, he redacted it, put it together. Whose did he use as his template? Whose did he build off? Which Mishnayos did he use and add and subtract and change? Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. He used Reb Meir's Mishnayos as his beginning point.
What about Stam Mishnah Reb Meir?
The Gemara here says Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. Again, the Shas says Stam Mishnah Reb Meir all the time. Unless otherwise. Sometimes he'll write a Stam like somebody else. But the general rule is the Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. And therefore, if we can try to make a Mishnah like Reb Meir, that's a positive. Doesn't always work. Here is a Stam Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that's not Reb Meir.
What's Stam?
What? No name.
There's
no name here. That's added afterwards. The main Stam means the basic opinion given without a name.
Got it. Okay. Even though it mentions Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah later.
Again.
For other purposes.
For other purposes. Usually, when Rabbeinu HaKadosh writes a Mishnah without a name, or a part of a Mishnah without a name, that's Reb Meir speaking. There are exceptions. Tavezim and Alam and Gittin is an exception. But we always try to get it to be Reb Meir, because that's the general rule. A lot of exceptions. But there's a lot of Stam Mishnahs and Shas. Most of them are Reb Meir. Sometimes it's not. Tavezim and Alam and Gittin, it's not. But if we try Reb Meir. He's always first on our list to try. Because he's the one that usually Rabbeinu HaKadosh used as his template, if that's the correct word. And then we try Rabbi Lazar because halacha is like him. When we can't succeed, we go to a third time. That's why we spent an umud trying to make it go like Rabbi Meir and trying to make it go like Rabbi Lazar. Dr. Rashi. Mikara Maila Makmina Lekar Yudah, the Tachinam, we bothered ourselves. Umadrina, we looked around. Mikitema, Kamalishni, we tried many times. Mikitema, Lukma Kremera Kremblazer. Tilkas and Kremblazer begitten. Baha Milsa, the Bloy Adem Chasumim Kasher. This thing, we don't always pass like him begitten. But we pass like him that you don't need Adem signs. Don't keep Makmina Bebeg. But that's what the Gemara says in the last parak. Okay, here we go. Tanan. Again, we're still not finished with Rab and Rubba. Tanan. Reb Gamliel Leimer, Av HaMevi Min HaRekim U'Min HaCheger. Reb Gamliel said, you even have to say B'fanei Nechtam, if you're coming from the city of Rekim and Cheger. Reb Eliezer Leimer, Afilu Mikvar Ludim L'Lud. Even if you come from the villages of Ludim, the outskirts of Ludim to Lud. Again, V'yamar Abaya, and Abaya explains, Ba'yaris HaSmuchah Yisrael Yisrael, Rabbi Gamliel is adding cities close to Eretz Yisrael. They're in Chutz Laaretz, but they're very close. And again, I have no parameters of what's close. And Rabbi Eliezer is adding, not only is it close, but it's within the boundaries. It's not in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, but it's within, what would I say?
The green line.
It's not in the green line. If you would draw a straight line, it would be in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael.
It's surrounded.
Surrounded. Mublaz means absorbed. They're absorbed in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, even though they're not actually in the boundaries. So, Tana Kama would say, those don't need Mefana Nechzav. Those that are close. Rav Gamliel would say, those that are close do need, but not the ones that are surrounded. And Rav Eliezer adds, even surrounded. That's how Abaye explained the three opinions. Tana Kama saying, Chutz Laaretz, not close. Again, I don't know what close is. You can make up your own mind what you consider close. Rabbi Gamliel is adding, no, even close cities need it. And Rabbi Eliezer is saying, even cities within the encirclement, within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael need it. Within the boundaries, but everybody understands what I mean.
Are these cities, bottom line, are they Chutz
Laaretz? Yes, yes.
They're Chutz Laaretz.
Yes, third time, yes.
That all the halachas of Chutz Laaretz applies to them.
Except, according to the Tana Kama, the halacha b'fana nechta b'fana nechta.
That's
what he said. But Rabbi Gamliel was adding even the closed cities. That means the Tana Kama must have said the closed cities don't need. This is an example of closed cities. I don't know. What do you want to say? 5 miles? I don't know. Whatever you want to say. I'm not going to start.
It was not just these cities. He argued that other cities also?
I have no idea. I didn't live then. I don't know how many cities were closed. I don't know what the parameters were. I have no idea.
Rob and Rava are saying that either they're became
smart. Again, we have not explained this yet. They've got to give the Gemara a chance.
But
that's what the Gemara is going to get into. Again, Tana Kama says Chutz Laaretz, not including closed cities. Rabbi Gamliel adds closed cities, but not the ones that are surrounded. And Rabbi Eliezer adds even those that are surrounded.
Now is there machlokas kohen lishma?
Oh, so that's what we're here for. Stay tuned. That's exactly what this Gemara is going to try to do. Exactly. Let's read it again. Tanan. Rav Gamliel Omer, Av HaMevi Min HaRekim Min HaChedrim. Rav Eliezer Omer, Afilu Mikvad Ludim Lulot. V'yomer Abaye, and Abaye explained, V'ayoris HaSmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael, U'muvlois B'tchum Eretz Yisrael Eskina. Rav Gamliel is adding the close ones, and Rav Eliezer is adding the muvlois surrounded. Let's take a look at Rashi. Dr. Rashi, V'amra Abaye Arlolo Salolo. So I see food that they added, S'muchas L'Eretz Yisrael. Hanok, the Rekim, the Cheger, the Gamliel, period. Their close is going on Rekim and Cheger. The Hanok, the Eliezer, have a smuchas to say. It's even closer. Why? Sha'af Muvloi, say Betchuma. It's surrounded by the boundary. El Sha'inim Eretz Yisrael. They're not Eretz Yisrael. The Tanakam is over Hani Leitrichi. They don't need. Mishum the smuchas because they're close. The Asr Gamliel, less will be smuchas, Ubaidim and Muvloi. Rav Gamliel adds smuchas, but agrees that if it's surrounded, doesn't need. Rav Eliezer writes of etamuvlois, and Rav Eliezer adds even the ones surrounded. Now Rashi explains what is muvlois, ve'echi dami muvlois. Then Ayora Shemana Kustav, he gives an example: the cities that the Torah counted, the Mizracha Shel Eretz Yisrael, Lias L'Gvul. If you look in the Chumash and Parshas Matzai, it gives you cities of the boundaries. You should turn the Gvul Kedma to the eastern boundaries, the Chatzar Einon, and it goes to the next city. Umaydal Agvul Ayaras Rabbis, and it counts many cities on the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael. Umehenu Lahalon Chutz Laaretz, and from then and further out is Chutz Laaretz. But yes, Mehem Shaboltos Mechavereim, there are those that extend further east than their friends. The Tzara Mizrach, Arba Bechamish Parsoas. 4 or 5 parsos, which is 16 to 20 mil. Umesila ha'ilechas mizu lazu, and the road that goes from one to the other, the line that goes from one to the other, hu agvul, that is the boundary. And the cities that are outside of that line, lufnim miblitus yira beletus, within the other city who sticks out, karele muvlas b'teichat chum, right? You have a city that's 10 miles more east than the other city. The line goes from east to west because it's at an angle. There are cities that if you would have drawn a straight line, you would have been in Eretz Yisrael, but the Torah didn't draw a straight line. The Torah made an angular line. That means it's out of Eretz Yisrael, but had you drawn a straight line, it would have been in Eretz Yisrael. That's called Mavlois. So Rashi doesn't need Mavlois to mean it's surrounded from three sides. Rashi needs Mavlois to mean a straight line would have included them. And because the Torah didn't make a straight line, they're left out. That's called Mavlois. That's how Rashi translates Mavlois.
If the border was
squared off. If you would have squared off the border, they would have been in. But because the tyrant didn't square off the border, they're out.
And we only know this because they bring down these cities.
This is what Rashi learned. That's how I know it. Now.
It sounded like that you need these requirements outside of
Israel. Tanakhama says, Chutzlaret. Untranslated what that means. Untranslated what that means. We are now saying that Tanakhama means it to be a distance away. If it's close to Eretz Yisrael, it might be halachically chutz la'aretz, but not for this halacha of Gittin. Rabbi Gamliel says no, even close cities. Rabbi Lazar adds, even cities that are within, to square off the boundary, would be in, but they're now out. Three opinions. Now, what's the machlokes? Zakhti Gemara. Michlal. Thamar Rabbi Barachana. The Didi Chazda Hilasra. I saw Kfar Luzim and Lod. Kfar Luzim being on the outside and Lod being in the inside. V'havi k'mavi kubi l'pumpadisa. And the distance between them was between mavi kubi l'pumpadisa. Now, nobody here, at least Rashi here, doesn't say how far that is. There's a Rashi elsewhere that says it was six parsa. Others want to learn that Rashi is saying a sixth of a parsa. Whatever it was very close. Miklal, the Tanakhama Sever Halilay Tzarek. Tanakhama obviously holds that close cities close to Eretz Yisrael don't need. Because if not, what's Rav Gamliel arguing? Rav Gamliel is adding close. That means the Tanakhama must have said close cities don't need. What's the Machloikas? My love, Bohokim Mitzvigi. This is the Machloikas. My Tzavar, Vishay Bikin Lishma. Bahani Gimiri. The Tanakhama holds the reason of Mefanenechtem is because of Lishma, those cities near Eretz Yisrael, know the halacha. They're close enough to know the halacha. As you move further away from Eretz Yisrael, less people know the halacha. So therefore, he holds, the cities close to Eretz Yisrael are just as learned as the people in Eretz Yisrael. And this is what the Gemara says. You might have argued, but the Gemara says.
Again, I would have said the first thing that would come to my mind would be caravan. If you're looking at distance, the thing that comes to my mind is caravans, not the Shema. If you're close by, caravans come.
Well, they see that.
I'm sorry, I'll
give you an answer.
Rabbi, I'll talk to the Gemara. I'm sorry.
Come to him. The answer is, the Gemara assumes boundaries block caravans. The Shema is not a matter of boundary, it's a matter of learning. Caravans depend on boundaries. Boundaries usually need a passport to get through. Difficult to get into another country. Cuts the traffic. Again, it's a country. In a country to country, it's not so easy to go across. Again, therefore the Gemara assumes that it must be Lishma. Learning is not disturbed by boundaries. And therefore, it's very possible that people close to Eretz Yisrael know Lishma. Obviously, now again, because you're close to Eretz Yisrael, you're influenced by people in Eretz Yisrael. Might not be a lot of caravans, but Lamaita, the Mishalachim come from Eretz Yisrael. they have the green card. The caviar, whatever they call it in there, it's all now you need, that you're vaccinated. They have that passport. They don't, not a lot of caravans. You know, the airport's closed. But people come in. Enough to teach people the Shema. Not to recognize signatures. Again, that's the Gemara's Havamina. Let me just explain again. There's going to be a difficulty in any of this. Because wherever you're going to draw the line, it's going to be an absolute line. Like, who decided that line? But that's how all Shiurim are. Shiurim are absolute, even though, logically speaking, they shouldn't be absolute. A mikvah 40 saw. 39.99 is pasul. But the extra 0.01 makes it kosher. Just the way it is. What?
Gotta draw it somewhere.
So wherever they drew it, they drew it. Within that line, the Gemara says, people knew the Shema. Out of that line, people didn't know the Shema. We could get 4 minutes, 4 feet away, they don't know the Shema. Wherever you're going to draw the line, you're going to have that question. Lines have to be drawn. In the sand. Whatever it was they drew. Right, so right. So the Hani Gemir, Umar Sarm Vishayde Mitzvah L'Gaibai, and Rabbi Gamliel holds, it's because Ein Eidim Mitzvah L'Gaibai. The Hani Nami L'Shchichi, Zok Shrashi, My Lab Ha'okim Mitzvah, I'm sorry, Ahu Asher Shemei Kvar Ludum Vavud Vavi Zrochim Kimei Kubi Lepum Padisa, My Lab Ha'okim Mitzvah, Derabba Verabba Tanoi, Tzimach Loikas Tanoi. L'Shchichi, Yesh Cheirim B'Neim. There's always a state of war, a state of friction between countries. Now, the Gemara does not explain Rabbi Eliezer, because it explains the Tanakhama of Rabbi Gamliel, but Rabbi Eliezer is not explained, because the bottom line is he says that closed cities do need, but Muvlois, I'm sorry, Rabbi Gamliel says closed cities need, but Muvlois don't need. And Rabbi Eliezer says Muvlois do need. That argument is not being explained. We're concentrating on the first two opinions. Tanakhama is saying a closed city doesn't need. Rav Gamliel is saying a closed city needs. We understand that to be a question of Lishma or Eidim and Tzvi and L'Kaiman. That's how the Gemara understands it.
They're not arguing about movement between countries, are they?
The Gemara assumes that there's not a lot of movement between countries. That's an assumed fact.
But there's enough movement as far as the Tanakhama goes to the Bekian.
Again, as I mentioned a minute ago, Mishalachim get there. People get there, but not enough to recognize signatures. Meaning, to have people recognize signatures, you need a lot of traffic.
There is movement. Okay.
Yeah, but so we're saying that the people that do come, it's like they're going to be teaching. They're going to be teaching. They're going to want the money again. Yeah,
that's not true. They teach.
Yeah.
But you go to Shear, the Beis Medrash. What do they do all day?
What they do for school for that?
Maybe they import Rebbeim from Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. When I was a kid, in my cheder, we imported Rebbeim from Eretz Yisrael.
Brooklyn, half-Brooklyn, the liquid guys are coming every day.
Again, the New Jersey-New York border is not yet, the Shas Cheder, not yet.
Yeah.
Even though when I went to New York a few years ago last year, it said, please check in, call this number, and say that you arrived to find out what you should do. Try to figure out was anybody in the world that voluntarily called that number to find out what they should do. ridiculous stupidity in my mind. Sign said, if you arrive in New York, please call this number to find out how you should quarantine. Right, that's exactly why I come to New York, to find out how I should quarantine. But anyway, but that's what the sign said on the highway. Rabba will explain it his way, and Rabba will explain it his way. Rabba Matayat Lutame. The Kula Amav Vishayim Bekin Lishma. Everybody is because Lishma. Welcome, Ivlagi. Tanakhama Saber Hanikid Mismukas Mig Migmiri. Tanakhama feels that the Lishma makes it across the country line into the Smukhais. But Dr. Gamliel Lameimer, no. Muvlaz Gamiri Smukhas Lai Gamiri. I disagree, Dr. Gamliel. I don't think the people that are close to Eretz Yisrael know this halacha. Those who are within the boundary, they're closer, they know the halacha. Those who are out of the boundary, even if you draw a straight line, you can't assume they know the halacha. It's an argument. Do they or don't they know the halacha? What does Rabbi Eliezer to say? Rabbi Eliezer is not arguing and saying, even smuchas don't know. We don't have a three-way argument in that. Rabbi Eliezer just says, like, look, he agrees. People that are in the mevlois know lishma. But he says, chutzlaret means chutzlaret. No exception. Tanakam and Gamliel were willing to make exceptions. Tanakam made an exception even for smuchas. And Rabbi Eliezer said, no, but mevlois, yes, because they know lishma and these people don't know lishma. Rabbi Eliezer comes along and says, no exceptions. You make a rule, you make a rule. That's Rabbi's way of understanding it. Rabbi Matayas Latame. Kulam Bijay Matuin Likai. Anakama Sabrahani keeping the smuchais mikashichi. Closed cities make it across the border enough times to recognize signatures. He disagrees. Doesn't think you can count on traffic from the closed cities. The mouvlois, since they're so close, and it was in the square of Eretz Yisrael, there's more traffic. And he says, nope. Leiblug. So everybody sticks their guns, and the machlokes is not why is there a lufani next to them, but whether that a takana applies there. Tanakama says, there are exceptions to chutz l'aretz. There are people that know lishma. Or according to Rava, there are areas in Chutz La'aretz that there are traffic. Rabbi Gamliel says, not smuchais. I agree with you, there are areas, but only mufloid. And Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't make exceptions. A rule is a rule is a rule is a rule.
So these two other buddies were Gamliel and
I think you asked this question a few minutes ago. The same question. And I said, I don't know the geography there. Were there other cities that were smuchais, and these are just two examples? Or were these the only two cities that were smuchais? I answered you that about, if we replayed a tape, about 15 minutes ago or 12 minutes ago. You asked the same question. I'm glad you're still thinking along the same line. You asked this question. You asked me, is Rekha Mecheger only Rekha Mecheger, or are these examples of smuchas? And I told you I don't know. My guess is they're examples. Can I prove it to you? No. And I think Kfar Ludim is an example of mevlois. Can I prove it to you? No. Rashi. Metayrts L'tamei. All the Tanoim hold like him. He's not arguing on facts. He's just saying, Rebbe holds, a rule is a rule. No exceptions. So now, both Rabbi and Rava can learn our Mishnah. Rabbi learns it means Lishma, and the Tanakhama is making an exception for the Smuchas. Rabbi Gamliel was saying smuchas are not an exception, mevlois are an exception, and Rabbi Eliezer says no exceptions. Not because there's no reason for an exception, but because they don't make exceptions. Rabbi learns Tanakhama holds smuchas there's traffic. Rabbi Gamliel says smuchas there's no traffic, but mevlois there's traffic, and Rabbi Eliezer says I don't care. Halal is a law is a law is a law. I don't make exceptions.
So the machlekes stands.
But not with the machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi stands. Correct. No, not dependent on the machlokes tamar.
And the lofluk means once you have a shame chutz la'aretz.
Correct.
It's all that matters.
Well said.
Once you have the shame chutz la'aretz.
He's okay.
You have the same chutz la'aretz. What gives you the name chutz la'aretz?
You're out of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael.
Does that mean because of meiser or you get? Well, what is it? What is it? Who gives the word chutz la'aretz? Who gives that name?
Not within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael.
You go to the Torah and you see where the boundaries are.
Again, I wasn't sure. This was asked back in the Beit HaMaralev. I forgot who asked it.
I asked, but cultural.
And I answered that it might be the boundaries of Bayi Sheni. I said, I don't know.
But it's only Friggy Pinashin that we talked about. This is Prabhupada.
So I don't know what exact boundaries we're looking for in the Texas Git. If we're looking for the Tyra boundaries, or are we looking for the practical boundaries that existed in Bayi Sheni? I don't know. I still don't know.
Lots of love, like, Yardin will be part of our
show. Lots of love, our show will expand greatly. Clear, for sure, Kaini Knisi Kadmaini, which is Amay Mayev and Edaim, which is parts Jordan and Saudi Arabia, parts of Saudi Arabia, will be part of Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's a Medrash that said the whole world will become Eretz Yisrael, whatever that means, I don't know, but that was clear in the Torah, that there's 10 lands that were given to Avraham Avinu, the 7 lands that we got, plus Kaini Knisi Kadmaini. Kaini Knisi Kadmaini were not given to the Yidden, were given to Amay Mayev and Edom. They were also related to Avraham Avinu. When Mashiach comes, Eretz Yisrael will expand to include Kaini, Kadizi, and Kadmaini. Now, what these lands are, they're somewhere east and a little bit south. So I would assume it's Jordan and parts of Saudi Arabia. Again, that's Parshat Tarshish. Mar Baba Basra gives the names of the countries in those days as an argument. Well, Kaini, Knisi, Kadmaini are, but I didn't recognize, you know, when the Gemara gives names that I don't recognize, it makes no difference what you call them. They're the same in every language. I don't know. Beinemann taught me that. He said, when I went to ask him a taitch of a word, he said, it's a thing. I said, what thing is it? He said, and if I told you, would you know? But it was making what language you don't know what you're talking about. Right? You get a fancy word, you don't know what it means anyway, so it's a thing. So I don't know what Kaini, Knisi, Kadmaini are exactly. The Gemara had like 3 or 4 different opinions exactly what they are, but none of those countries were recognizable by name today, so I don't know. Dr. Gemara writes, it's not. Now, Chachamim Maimim, Ein Nitzarach Shiaim Bepanenechtam, Ela Hamevi Memdinas Hayam V'Hamoylech. And who takes it from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Tayyab. It's a new thing. You take a get from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Tayyab, you have to say b'fanei nechtam. Now the Tanakhama didn't mention that. He just said Hamevi. The Chachamim say Hamaylech. Seems to be an argument whether someone who goes to Eretz Yisrael to Cairo has to say b'fanei nechtam or not. It sounds like Rav and Rava. Because Lishma doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael. Eidah Mitzuyim L'Kaimai goes both ways. Traffic goes both ways or neither way. Seemingly, this Machloikas, Tanakhama, the Chachamim, is a Machloikas, Rav and Rava. Rava says it's Lishma, therefore it's only in one direction. Getting written in Eretz Yisrael have no Lishma problem. Tanakhama says, the Chachamim say HaMailach, that means obviously there's more than Lishma at stake here.
What's Hamolik?
Taking it from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz.
From Eretz Yisrael to.
Maybe means bring from, and Meilich means to.
Bidirectional.
Right. Mechlaud of Hanukkah, the summer Meilich, like my Labok and Mifli. The Mar Sav of Pichay Miki and Lishma, Vahani Gemiri, and Eretz Yisrael knows. Mar Sav Pichay Nedim between Lakaima, Vahani Lamid Lishkichi.
Now, who would the Tanakhama be called?
Tanakhama. I have no idea. It could be Reb Lazar. It could be Reb Yehuda. I mean, we said two pshatim who the Tanakhama might be. Everything about Rabbi Matarzal Tameh and Rabbi Matarzal Tameh. Each one answers the Mishnah. Rabbi Matarzal married the Kulam of Vishem Bikin Lishma. Everybody agrees with Vishem Bikin Lishma. Vachem Bikzeris, my Lachatum Avikim Bifligi. Do you make Gzeira that if you make them say when you come from Chutz Laaretz, that you should make them say when you go to Chutz Laaretz, because people will confuse the two? They'll say, if you don't have to say from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, you don't have to say the opposite either. So we say, you know what? If you go from or to, doesn't make a difference. Gzeira. It's like an added Gzeira, because the whole thing is a Gzeira. And Rabbi Matar, right? Tanakhama Sabra Lake is Zina Malachata maybe. Rabbanim is Masroi, Sabra Gazina Malachata maybe. So the way Rabbi explains it, this is the argument. Do you make the Xayri inclusive both ways in order to preserve the one way? Rabbi Matthias says, Hame, the Kulam of Hishen Eidim Matsuyin Lekaimai. Rabbanim Masroi, Lefrusha Tamit, the Tanakhama Dasi. It's not another opinion. Tanakhama said maybe. Rabbanan explained that the Tanakhama meant maybe and Mailuch. They're explaining it. Everybody agrees both directions. The Tanakhama said one, and the Chachamim are explaining it. There's no argument.
Meaning, if you're going one way, the same problem will be both ways.
Hey,
that doesn't have to be that way, but okay.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. I'm sorry.
If traffic goes, traffic goes.
Well, it depends who you know. If you know.
Again, if traffic goes both ways, I don't understand. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Vahani Gemiri, Lefushi Taim and Etanakam, and Iunami Mailuchu Mevi Sirelai. And Lechad Minai Nakhli just said one, and the Chachamim are explaining him. We will stop over here. Merch Hashem, Sunday morning, 6:30 is Chazara. And Monday morning, we will go Merch Hashem Vayter at 6 o'clock. The CM is 6:30 on Sunday in the Chayil Yad Chaim, what is it called?
Yad Chaim Mordechai.